You're listening to Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. Welcome. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and we're once again taking a look at Genesis 3, verses 22 to 23. Listen again to Genesis 3, verses 22 to 23. And the Lord God said, "Behold, mankind has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest they stretch out their hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden. In addition to what we considered last week, we also cannot fail to notice here that God once again refers to himself as us. In the very first verse of Genesis, we were introduced to the Hebrew name for God, which is a plural name, though it was used with a singular form of the verb created. In Genesis 1 verse 26, God had said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." Yet there too, a singular form of the Hebrew verb said introduced those words. Now, here again, God describes himself as us, though again, the form of the Hebrew verb said is singular. Nowhere in the context is anyone other than God even suggested, yet he is referred to as both singular and plural. It has been said that all of the Bible's theology is contained in the first three chapters of Genesis, at least in seed form or rudimentary form. That includes the doctrine of the Trinity. Though not spelled out explicitly, it should not surprise us that a being referred to as both singular and plural here, later explicitly reveals himself as one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord God, your very essence and existence boggles our minds. How can 1 plus 1 plus 1 equal 1? And yet it does in you. How can Father, Son, and Spirit be distinct from each, and yet together comprise the simplest, most unified, indivisible one? Yet this is true in you. Let these marvelous truths reinforce for us that you are Creator and we are created, that you are not a figment of our imagination, but that we are the product of your creative mind and heart. Yes, even here, let us see what is truly important, not that we can figure out exactly who you are, but that we know that you are always acting out of love for us, just as you did for Adam and Eve, even in banishing them. Let us then content ourselves not with understanding you, but with finding eternal life and love in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.